Ron was just saying your athleticism was pretty evident this weekend, but a little rusty at that safety spot. What did that look like for you?
You know, playing safety in the NFL, I mean, that's probably one of the tougher positions to play. So there's so many different checks and adjustments that you need to know. And I'm very eager to learn, you know, everything. Being out here, getting a weekend to get familiar with all the different sets and formations, that definitely helped me out. And from there, it's just learning it and then being able to play fast.
Those first couple whiteboard sessions then, was your head kind of spinning a little bit?
Not too much. You know, pre-draft process, I was able to sit down with Coach Rogers and get some of this install in, you know, get it pretty sharp. So it wasn't too bad.
How important is the next 9 or 10 days before OTA starts to really kind of get keyed into the playbook?
Oh, it's very important. You know, I'm going to use these 9, 10 days to really, you know, meet with my coach individually, you know, be able to understand that, you know, these guys that are about getting ready to come back for OTAs know their stuff. So I need to be on that level and be able to separate myself.
We heard from a very vociferous Dante Jackson. You seem a little quieter than Dante.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely more quieter. I'm more reserved. You know, I'm kind of like I take this really serious, man. It's a job, and I've always dreamed of being here. He always tells me to lighten up, man. But I'm gonna let him be that energy and that talker that he is, man. He gives me a big boost, and you know, we already have a really good relationship. So.
So what will your trademark be?
I mean, it'll just be playing infectious ball when I step on the field. Just influencing others by my play and how, you know, I communicate. They'll see the type of energy I bring.
We talked to you about this on draft night, I think, but the idea of coming to a team that's got what looks like some opportunities on the back end, how motivating is that, and how fired up are you about that?
It's very motivating, you know, coming into a place that says you have an opportunity. Really, that's all you need is an opportunity. You know, I know there's guys that's already here in the back end, and you know, like I said, everything that I'm doing right now throughout this process is trying to separate myself, trying to be able to develop relationship with the guys in the back end and all over the defense, and just be able to get used to the verbiage and the sets.
What will the next few weeks be like for you? Like, have you found a place to stay? What's it like moving to your first NFL job?
It's kind of new. You know, everything's in the works right now. Just not really have a place to stay. Not really any transportation, man. But it's good to be out here and being able to play ball. I mean, I love ball, and you know, I'm good where I'm at right now.